I think I prefaced my preface earlier, so I'll just say it again. It's Christmas Day. Finally, the day we have been anticipating, hopefully all year, but at least since the end of September, when the decorations pop up everywhere, especially in the past 5 weeks, when no matter where you were, you heard songs of the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. You can't get away from it. It's everywhere. We call them Christmas carols, but they're really Christian hymns celebrating the incarnation of our Savior. Have you thought about that? Because I want you to think this morning, to ponder as Mary did. And as those people that heard the account from the shepherds that first night, they were amazed. For a few weeks, at this time of year, the songs open up a unique opportunity for us to explain the meaning of the cherished songs and to sing and share them with those who don't know Christ. So the church was full last night. How many knew Christ? And how many didn't know Christ? And I don't mean about him. You know the relationship. If you're related to Jesus Christ, if his spirit lives in you, you know him. And you know what I'm talking about. But did you sit right next to someone who doesn't? No. Whether in the car or listening to the radio with a friend or meandering through the mall with a family member, would you do me a favor and take advantage of the scene? The trees, the lights, the gifts, the wreaths, the candy canes. There's all kinds of resources that do a good job of explaining what Christ is all about. And you can use them. You know, the candy cane, turn it upside down, it's a J. Yeah, the red, the blood, the white, how cleansed we are. They create stripes that we see as, that's the message of a candy cane? The tree with the lights, but it's cut off at the root, is it living? Which is better? I mean, there's all kinds of conversations we can have with the things we set up every year for Christmas. The carols we hear each year do a good job of expressing who Jesus was or is and why he came to earth. On this joyous, happy Christmas morning, let's consider some of the great songs and the profound truths they proclaim. In your bulletin, I think on the inside, we're going to sing O Holy Night. That was really good singing, actually, for just a few. That was good singing. And that was quite the message to be proclaimed. Away in the manger speaks of Christ's birth, emphasizing the very heart of Christmas, the birth of the Messiah. This was a time of rejoicing. The baby lying awake in the hay was no ordinary child. The song describes how even when Jesus awakes, he doesn't cry or make a sound. Why? Because he's the Savior of men. The last stanza asks the Lord to stay beside us, to lead us, and to one day take us to heaven. That's the message. How often is that our prayer? I mean, have you ever prayed, "Stay beside me, Lord, make it so I can make my way through this earthly life"? At the end of the day, ultimately, he is the only way we're going to make it through. The reason we celebrate his birth is because of who he is, the Son of God, and because of what he came to do, save his people from their sin. The carols that we sing at Christmas remind us of that Jesus was born to be that perfect sacrifice. In other words, he came to die. Someone has said, God provided a way in the manger. Title of the carol is A Way in the Manger, but God provided a way in the manger. For several weeks, we've been looking at the problem we as humans have. Our sin separates us from God. We deserve to die for our sin. Our relationship with God is broken. But the gospel message is that Jesus came to die in our place. He was born infant child and the world missed it. They said, "Crucify him, crucify him," and they watched him breathe out his last breath for us. He took the punishment that we deserve. It's by believing in Jesus our relationship with God is, listen, restored. He makes us new. He makes us right. 2 Corinthians 5:19 says, "In Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation." This is the message that must be proclaimed. And we can do that in this song. Let's sing "Away in the Manger." In this sanctuary, I think I have the best vantage point because it's great to watch you guys sing. It's a beautiful picture. I'm going to burn that in my memory banks. Have you ever truly thought of the words of "What child is this?" The carol, "What child is this?" Have you ever really thought or pondered these words? In the second verse, we find these lyrics: "Nails, spear, shall pierce him through. The cross he borne for me and for you." When Christ died on the cross, he paid the penalty for sin for all those who would believe in him. There's something that must take place. We must walk by faith. We must believe. Paul, in his letter to the Colossians in chapter 2, verses 13 and 14, speak about those who have trusted Christ. This is what he says. When you were dead in your sins and transgressions, God made you alive together with Christ, having forgiven us all our transgressions, having canceled out the certificate of debt consisting of decrees against us. And he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. Let's sing. What child is this that would give his life for me? The very God who created the world out of nothing is the same God who makes salvation, forgiveness, and eternal life possible through Jesus Christ. That's what we celebrate at Christmas. Of course, Jesus didn't stay in the tomb. He rose again the third day, making it clear that he truly had defeated sin and death. And 40 days later, after his resurrection, he ascended into heaven, where he now sits at his Father's right hand. I can add, interceding for us there. By paying sin's penalty and defeating its power, Christ alone makes salvation available, listen, to all believe in him as Savior. That's the requirement. We must believe. The fact that sinful humanity can experience peace with God as well as peace on earth, when in actuality, we really deserve death, is the essence of grace. Redeeming grace is why Jesus came to earth. He died, so that through him, sinful men and women, listen, might be restored to God. The message of Christmas brings everyone to a crossroad. You have to make a decision. You can't coast through this life. The message of Christmas has to deal with the person of Christ. Listen to what the Apostle Peter proclaimed about Jesus in Acts 4:12. These are powerful words. There is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven that has been given among men by which we must be saved. The question that must be answered is, will you embrace him as your Savior? Or will you reject the salvation that he provides? He's the only way of salvation. The well-known carol, Joy to the World, holds these instructions. And we have sung them, myself, for 59 years. Let earth receive her king. Let every heart prepare him room. Meaning that each person is called to embrace Jesus. Wrap your arms around him. Love him as much as he loves you. We need to call him our Savior and our King. So what will you do with Jesus this Christmas season? Will you ignore him? Will you let him pass you by? Or will you submit to him for who he truly is, the Savior of the world? He's no longer a little baby in Bethlehem stable. He's the exalted Son of God who died, who canceled sin and death, rose from the grave, and now sits at the right hand of the throne of God. Can I say it again? Interceding for those who believe. We are powerless without him, without the gift. Jesus himself said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And then these next powerful words come from his mouth. No one comes to the Father except through me. You have to understand, Jesus promises forgiveness, salvation, and eternal life to all who will come to him. We have to take a step, one step closer. And I guess that works once and done, but I have to do that every day. Putting my faith and my trust in him, knowing that his promise is fulfilled. I go before you. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. That's the promise of God's word. We read in John 3:36, he who believes in the Son has eternal life. But he who does not obey them will not see life, but the wrath of God is on him. Jesus says, in John 6:37, all that the Father gives me will come to me, and the one who comes to me I will certainly not cast out. That's the promise of God heard through Jesus' mouth himself. I believe it, and that settles it for me. The Apostle Paul summed it up perfectly in Romans 10:9. If you confess with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and you'll believe in your heart, the core of your being, God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. This is the message that must be proclaimed. And who does Jesus use to speak? Us. We're all called light and to reflect him well. Let's sing Joy to the World. Truths in mind, let's sing Happy Birthday to Jesus, the Savior of the world. Father, again, we thank you for this day where we celebrate your birthday. If you were born this day or 4 months from now, or we just thank you that you came into the world, that your perfect plan of salvation makes us right. I pray that we would be a living testimony for you, that we would be fearless and bold to share you today, tomorrow, until you come again or call us home. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, let's make our way down to Fellowship Hall and celebrate the birth of our Savior.